The Net Tightens Around Hitler. Presented by World History. Narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. On 27th of January 1944, Stalin declares that Leningrad has been liberated. After a siege lasting 2.5 years, German forces retreat with the Red Army in hot pursuit. Encouraged by the victory, Soviet General Govorov decides to liberate Estonia. But in the Battle of Narva, the Germans upset his plans, and the front comes to a temporary halt. Hitler's forces are feeling the pressure on all sides, however. On D-Day, the Allies succeed in landing over 150,000 soldiers on Normandy's beaches. And in southern Europe, British and US forces fight their way north through Italy. At the same time, Stalin embarks on a major summer offensive, Operation Bagration. As his forces drive the Germans out of the Soviet Union and back towards Germany, the net around Hitler's Third Reich starts to tighten. Enjoy the issue. Chapter 1. Germans Entrenched on Mountaintop. A single ridge blocked the Allied army's route to Rome. The battle for the mountain, with its beautiful old monastery, became a repeat of the hell of World War I's trenches. The front barely moved for 4 months, even after an Allied commander chose to bomb a strategic but highly controversial target. The evening was cold and as dull as ever for the German sentries on the slopes outside the city of Cassino, in central Italy. But their boredom was suddenly broken by a nightmarish scene. Without warning, the mountainside was filled with roaring figures storming forward. Higher up, dazed defenders frantically tried to prepare for battle. But it was too late. On the night of 12th of January 1944, Moroccan colonial soldiers from the French army quickly overran the German outposts. The death-defying North African troops were in their element among the peaks. "The Moroccan loves the night and the mountains," wrote a proud colonel, Felix Lapera. Later, Lapera, who led one of the Moroccan regiments, continued, "Rocks, thickets, and sheer crevasses, all observed in the treacherous darkness, are his best allies, and over 1,000 years his eyes have become accustomed to not losing their way in the gloom. He knows when to creep forward and when to wait." The Moroccan division was part of the Allied forces, which were making their way north through Italy. The Germans had established several lines of defense, but to reach them, the Allies first had to fight their way through the Apennine Mountains, which divided the Italian peninsula lengthwise. Soldiers fought non-stop for 5 days. Algerian soldiers also fought alongside the Moroccans, and despite the hostile landscape, they advanced rapidly. France's North African soldiers proved why they'd gained a reputation for being among the world's best assault troops. Soon after, the Germans deployed their own specialists, paratroopers trained to fight in difficult terrain. The advance grew more arduous, and the Moroccans and Algerians had to fight with hand grenades and bayonets to capture every peak. Meanwhile, commanders on both sides struggled to get an overview of the maelstrom on the cliffs and in the gorges. It was no longer even a question of small unit combat, but rather of one man against another in a terrain in which one could spend hours on end without having any clear idea of what was happening, only 10 yards from the forward positions, read a report from the Moroccan division. The battle continued after dawn, and in the following days, the North Africans fought hard to move forward. Finally, on the fifth day, all the designated targets had been captured, and the weary soldiers got a well-deserved rest. Despite their efforts, the offensive had only advanced the front by 5 kilometers, and the Allies had only managed to reach the German defensive position, the Gustav Line. The slow progress was nothing new in the protracted Italian campaign.